Welcome back to eBay Radio, where returns are always accepted. Now, here's your host, Return Master, Griff.
Return Master. This segment is brought to you by 6Fit Software.
We were tired.
I could tell. No, they're great.
Yeah, they are.
You're all in one platform for creating, sending, and messaging eBay listings right for your desktop. Think back to your early days on eBay, or maybe you're still living yours. What would you have wanted to find in your eBay starter kit? Well, here now to answer that question is Teresa Cox, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Club Red 97. Teresa, what's the first thing that a new eBay seller needs to have in their little bag of tricks?
Hi, Griffin Lee. Yeah, the absolute bare-bones thing that you need to start a listing and start selling on eBay is a digital camera or phone and a postal scale.
Okay, so you take all your pictures with your cell phone?
I don't. I've been doing this for 20 years. Old habits die hard. I have a digital camera, but you know, a lot of people today have their phone, and iPhones and other phones take fabulous pictures.
They do.
So I use my iPhone for a lot of close-up pictures just because it's a lot easier. And a real-life postal scale, not a kitchen or food scale. But a one that is actually for postage, and you can pick one of those up on eBay for under $20, so it's easy.
Okay, what's the second thing they need? So they need the postage scale and their cell phone.
Yes, okay. And that's what I tell people: get those two things, and then you can start listing. And then once you've sold your first item, you'll need poly mailers or shipping boxes to once it sells, then you can start shipping. And I always I just put together this presentation for a meetup group, and I constantly am telling new sellers to not be the seller that thinks that shipping boxes are a good way to recycle and save the planet and use your food containers and trash as shipping materials, because that's not acceptable.
So far we're trying to keep track of what these things are that they need in their bag of tricks. So
okay.
The first thing is the scale. Second thing would be the phone.
Right, camera.
What's the third item in your eBay starter kit?
You need some shipping supplies. So you need poly mailers and shipping boxes.
Okay.
And then I always remind people to check out USPS for priority mailboxes, and when you use them, to not abuse it and use them for shipping priority. And then the next thing I point them to is BubbleFast. And Mark was just on, and BubbleFast has a great eBay starter kit that gives you a nice variety of supplies like bubble wrap, bubble and poly mailers that in a variety of sizes, tape dispensers, or a tape dispenser, tape, tissue paper, and a box resizer. You guys were just talking about box resizers, and it was years I was selling on eBay before I learned of what a box resizer was and difference that makes.
I think we gave away one of those starter kits here on the show.
They put a lot of thought into it. It's exactly what it says, a starter kit. So
okay, so what else do you suggest they have in their bag of tricks?
So once you get up, once you're up and running, I've just kind of separated the next things that are good for your adding to your bag of tricks. And I always start out with telling people a good group of eBay selling friends, because 20 years ago we didn't have the communities that we have now. Find a meetup near you. Join a positive Facebook group for sellers. And I always suggest the thrifting board, because it's Jason T. Smith's group and I help admin it. It's a free group. There's 25,000 like-minded sellers there that are happy to help you identify a print, keywords, listing advice, etc. And the information that, you get there is always positive and focuses on eBay's best selling practices. And so to new sellers, I always stress the importance of using eBay's best selling practices, because that will get you the farthest, the fastest.
Teresa, go ahead.
I was going to say, and it's, when you surround yourself with a bunch of friends, then you get new ideas, and, it's just a good community.
What else do new sellers need to do to get started?
Okay, so if you're going to sell clothes, you need a tape measure to measure your clothes. And I have a 48-inch tape measure that's stuck to the edge of my desk, and it just makes for quick and easy measuring when I'm listing. And then the other thing that we talk about is cleaning supplies. And there's a lot of different cleaning supplies you can use, but Some of them are Goo Gone, which I use to get a variety of stuff. It's fabulous. Undo, a Mr. Clean Eraser, a lint roller, Barkeeper's Friend for glassware. And then there's this product called Ink Be Gone that I haven't been using too long, but I love it. It's perfect for getting out ink stains. And then I always have a roll of paper towels and some wet wipes in my little bag of tricks to just to keep them handy. Another handy thing to have is a hair dryer or a heat gun and a Scotty peeler to remove price tags. And so,
how do you do that?
Somebody,
how do you do that?
So what you want to do is you want to heat up the adhesive that's on the back of the price tag. So a hair dryer, will do it. I have a heat gun just because the hair dryer, it's a lot quieter than a hair dryer. And then the Scotty peeler, I use the metal Scotty peeler and it just lifts that price tag right off. Use a little Goo Gone to take any residual off and you can't tell that there was a price tag on your item. Another thing that I use is lighter fluid, and lighter fluid will easily lift the adhesive off of a plastic packaging. So you can't use a heat gun on plastic packaging because it will melt. But if you put some lighter fluid on there, let it set for 5 or 10 seconds, the sticker will peel right up and then just wipe off any residual adhesive.
Yeah, I gotta say that I've used that with great success, so it's well worth having one. It's really interesting, the design. It's plastic, hard plastic, and it just has a very thin edge on the disc at the bottom of it, which will easily slide smoothly under the start of a label on a corner, and it really works. And using a hair dryer to warm it up a little bit makes a big difference too.
Yeah. I because I have a heat gun and not a hair dryer, I use the metal Scotty peeler. And then I'll heat the Scotty peeler up and put it under there, and that helps get it started too. So yes, the plastic and the metal Scotty peelers are fabulous for lifting adhesive stickers off.
Teresa, how long have you been selling on eBay?
I will hit my 20-year anniversary at eBay Open this year.
Yay!
Teresa, come up to us and remind us of that, would you? We want to make note of that.
I'm trying to find a t-shirt design that I'm going to wear for, it's like my 20th anniversary or something.
Please, and come up and remind us so that we can say something about it during the radio show.
I will. I love that it's happening during, eBay Open. Last year, I hit my 19th anniversary, so I went and got a tattoo.
You got
a temporary tattoo, but it was a tattoo.
What was it of?
It said eBay, of course, on my wrist.
Where did you get that temporary tattoo?
At the fabulous eBay party at the Brooklyn Bowl Thursday night.
Oh.
Yeah,
that was the one where you and I were too sick to go, Griff.
Mm.
Remember that night? It was so hot.
Were we sick or just tired?
The line was very long and we were very tired.
Yeah. It was a little warm too.
I took a picture of
that tattoo and sent it to my mom, texted it to my mom and said, look, I got a tattoo because it's the 19th year. And she was like, really?
You know, that would be fun to go someplace and get a tattoo, not a real one, before you go to the event. I like that. People come to the event, they wear all kinds of crazy things, don't they? It's fun.
Yeah.
I like
it. They do. Yes, it is a fun thing.
So, Teresa, did you make any big mistakes when you first started out?
Oh, of course. I mean, I tell people all the time that, you know, just having access to Facebook groups and meetups is a huge game changer for new sellers. I mean, I tell people all the time, I'll teach you how to do this so you don't have to make the same mistakes I did. And, you know, it's a very different selling platform, very different community. You know, selling international now is not a big deal because of global e-commerce. Everybody's used to it. And so I tell people not to have the fear of selling internationally. It took me a while to figure out international sales when I first started, but I've been doing it for a long time now. So it's not any different than shipping to L.A. or New York.
Any kind of mistakes that you're noticing newbies make nowadays?
Well, I wouldn't call it mistakes, but I find that newbies, because my background is in budget and finance, I find that they price their items way too low. They don't understand the cost, the business cost. And so when I'm, you know, working with a new person, I call them newbies, but if they're working with a new seller, I point them out, okay, if you want to figure out what your costs are, take 15% for your eBay and your PayPal fees, and then you, here's what you figure out shipping, and then is $2.50 really your, worth your time and effort for, selling this item? No. Okay, well then price it higher. And so, you know, you don't want to price yourself out of the market, but you also don't want to, sell items that you're losing money on them either.
And I think to add to what you just said, a lot of new eBay sellers are selling things out of their home and garage. They don't even remember what they pay. They don't care what, they don't care what they paid for it, quite frankly. They want to get rid of it. They want to try selling on eBay, so they don't look into it. But there comes a time in your eBay business when you have to start thinking about what did this cost me? And what? How should I price it? But I think at the beginning, people don't care. Would you agree, Griff, to that?
I would, yes.
By and large,
I do, yeah.
You know, generalizing, I but I think so.
And I agree. For 15 years, I was a hobby seller, and I just, you know, listed to have some extra money, and it was fun, and, you know, I sold things around the house, and I think you're right that, you know, a lot of people, I encourage people to start by selling things around the house because, you know, you can get your feet wet and learn and, you know, learn how to sell stuff without investing in inventory.
And going down, making that extra time to go and buy it, product source.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Teresa.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Dial us now, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Andisha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Andisha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay, then posts back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Andisha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Andisha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Andisha.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Listen while you list.